course, safe sleeping is primary, and so they're going to be talking to them about that and what constitutes a safe sleeping environment, not just the safe crib, but, you know, bumper pads removed and toys and stuffed animals away from the baby when they're sleeping, that kind of thing. They also look for unsafe living conditions such as the lack of heat, water, the home in disrepair, things that are unsafe. If there are issues, you know, that are concerning, then it's not an opportunity to get somebody in trouble. It's an opportunity to make referrals to other agencies to assist that family and bring that home to an appropriate level of safety.